from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Thursday, March 17th, 2022. A guest on Carnival Horizon that jumped overboard Wednesday as the ship was sailing away from Grand Turk tragically passed away. On Wednesday evening, the ship started conducting search and rescue operations for a man that was reported to have jumped overboard from Deck 11. This video is courtesy of Lisa Osborne Blaylock. After 3 hours of searching, the passenger's deceased body was recovered by the Coast Guard around 10:30 p.m. local time. A statement from the cruise line said, together with the U.S. Coast Guard, the ship's crew located and recovered the body of the guest. Carnival's care team is providing assistance to his family. The ship was later released from the scene to continue its voyage. Carnival Horizon is currently on a six-night cruise that left Miami on Sunday, March 13th, and is due back this Saturday morning. And Royal Caribbean has announced that all passengers, regardless of vaccination status, will soon be able to visit ports freely without booking an excursion. Previously, many ports were requiring that unvaccinated guests book an excursion through the cruise line to even get off the ship. The five ports that are the exception to this rule and still will require a tour for all visitors, regardless of vaccination status, they are St. Lucia, Dominica, St. Vincent, Barbados, and Falmouth. This update goes into effect for cruises starting tomorrow, Friday, March 18th. And finally, after replacing its Russia calls with other ports, Norwegian Cruise Line has canceled its 2022 Baltic sailings on Norwegian Getaway. In an email, the cruise line said that Getaway's Baltic cruises with embarkation dates from June 14th through October 9th have been canceled. The ship's October 18th through November 27th sailings have also been canceled due to the ship redeployment. Impacted guests will receive full refunds plus a 10% discount off a future cruise. The cruise line has not yet announced where Getaway will sail instead of the Baltic. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 7.2%, 19.33. Royal Caribbean up 5.5%, 74.55. And Norwegian up 5.9%, 19.32. Breaking news in this week's episode of Cruise Radio, a review of Royal Caribbean's private island Perfect Day at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.